does prophecy matter? That's on this episode of Ask a Bible Teacher. Welcome back to Ask a Bible Teacher, on Return to the Word. We believe the Word of God has the answers to your questions, and we want to help you find them. The question we're going to tackle in this episode is about prophecy. Here is the question that came in. My pastor teaches the Bible, but he doesn't see any difference between the church and Israel. He doesn't think that we can know the timing of the tribulation, the rapture, or the kingdom. He feels the church today focuses too much on prophecy and that we would be better off skimming over those sections of the Word of God. Well, let me just begin by saying you're not alone. My family and I live in Wasilla, Alaska. It's a wonderful place to live. But just 5 miles down the road from us is a church that teaches the exact same thing. Unfortunately, this is common. Christians shunning Bible prophecy because of the assumed controversy that surrounds it. Prophecy is relegated to a secondary doctrine that isn't seen as important. I mean, why bother studying something that nobody seems to agree on? But prophecy is a substantial portion of Scripture, and when Christians neglect it, they are cheating themselves of some of God's Word. Prophecy is an absolutely critical part of theology. If you cut out the prophetical portions of Scripture that deal with the end times, you'd be left with a much shorter Bible than what we have now. Prophecy is a major teaching of the Word of God. Remember, the Apostle Paul wrote, All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. And of course, that's 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. In other words, God wants us to study His prophecy found in His Word. It's a part of His will for every believer in Jesus Christ. There's overwhelming confusion today about what the afterlife will bring for the believer in Christ. Bible prophecy cuts through this confusion and teaches us that the afterlife is nothing like what is being portrayed in most movies and books today. As we come to understand prophecy, we see that our future involves serving, ruling, reigning, and working in God's kingdom. For believers in Christ, we can know that our work will continue on in eternity, but without the negative effects of the fall. Luke 19:11-27 informs us that our work will be considerably different than it is now, but it will continue. Thinking about Bible prophecy and the end times, it gives us a better perspective on life. It helps us to understand that this life is not all there is. There is a much higher calling. Prophecy also provides us with hope for the future. When we lose a loved one, we would like to know what the future holds. This is why Paul pointed out, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men the most pitiable, 1 Corinthians 15. Scripture instructs us that when believers die, there's no reason to mourn them as the world does. Prophecy teaches that we will be reunited with them, 1 Thessalonians 4. And this hope carries over to our longing to be with the Lord. We look forward to receiving our future glorified bodies. We crave to know more about our future. Bible prophecy is God's answer for our hunger to know more. The Apostle Paul teaches, for our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body that it may be conformed to His glorious body, Philippians 3:20-21. This same hope permeates our attitude. We should always be looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Titus 2:13. Far too many Christians obsess themselves with the here and now instead of the life to come. The study of prophecy gives people a reason for the hope that is within them. Knowing of our future with Christ, it gives us cause to consider another reason for studying prophecy. When Christ returns for his church, every believer will stand before him at the judgment seat of Christ. Our good works will be rewarded as we give an account for the things done while in the body. What will happen if we spend most of our time living for the world? Well, the Bible has the answer. And now, little children, abide in him that when he appears, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. 1 John 2:28. No believer in Christ should want to be ashamed when we stand before the Lord. What a disgrace it would be if a believer is living in sin, out of fellowship with the Lord at the moment the trumpet sounds and we are called up together to meet our Lord in the air. Knowing our future should be a motivation for us to live to please our Savior. Jesus himself testified, "Lay up for yourself treasures in heaven," in Matthew 6. We see this identical teaching in other passages from the New Testament. Luke 19:11-27, it helps us to recognize that while Jesus is gone, we should be actively carrying out the work that he has asked us to do, because one day we will each give an account when we stand before him at the judgment seat of Christ. Realizing the day of accounting is approaching, it should be a motivation for godly living. This day of accounting is certainly a part of Bible prophecy. Colossians 3, it confronts us with more reasons to study prophecy. There are two commands in the first two verses. We are to seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God, and set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. Colossians 3:1-2. Studying prophecy helps us to obey these commands. And both of these directives helps us to put our lives into perspective. They remind us that no matter what happens in this life on earth, God is at work setting in motion his plan for the ages. Paul reminds us, when Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Don't forget that a great deal of prophecy has already been fulfilled. This should build our confidence in God's word, because the fulfilled prophecies validate the truthfulness of Scripture. When we begin to look at the prophecies of the Messiah and see how many of these were fulfilled at the first coming of Christ, it reminds us that we serve a God who is faithful to his promises. There's great peace that comes from knowing that the Creator, the Lord Jesus Christ, is in sovereign control of all of human history. And this understanding, it comes by studying prophecy. Thanks for listening. And remember, if you have a Bible question we can help you answer, come visit us at returntotheword.com.